Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, the row has gotten bigger. The stakes couldn't be higher. And now the question of a constitutional crisis is on a knife edge. Leaders of the Dáil's main parties are currently meeting in another attempt to resolve this bitter and entrenched disagreement over Dáil's speaking time. 4 months on from the general election, the Houses of the Oireachtas remain in suspended animation without functioning committees or agreement on how to move beyond the current dilemma. Independent TD Michael Lowry, who's at the centre of the dispute, yesterday appeared to stick two fingers up to members of the opposition as proceedings were adjourned amid chaotic scenes. More on that shortly, but first I'm joined now by RTÉ's Barry Lenehan, who's at Leinster House. So Barry, I know you've been speaking to some TDs this morning as they've been arriving there. So what have they been saying to you?
Well, I think it's a case, Claire, of buckle up for yet another bumpy ride here at Leinster House today, where blood pressure levels, decibel levels are likely to scale high levels once again. The Dáil already back in action this morning, both the opposition leaders meeting since 9:30 to decide their next steps. But if anything, talking to those going into that meeting, talking to opposition TDs, the positions have become more entrenched overnight. They've hardened again. One leader going into that meeting telling me how they were told by a constituent to go and do this for my grandchildren last night in order to stop the government going ahead with these new speaking arrangements. That such rhetoric likely to draw the ire and indeed the incredulity from some on the government benches. But yes, the opposition positions really, as I say, hardening around the Ceann Comhairle, Verona Murphy. TD saying that they've gone back through the audio, the transcript of yesterday's chaotic, holy show-esque proceedings that they've been dubbed, and they have yet more questions over how Verona Murphy handled yesterday's proceedings in relation to the vote on the order of business. Of course, they accused her yesterday of putting a bulldozer through Dáil rules, and this really, the meeting underway at the moment, it's likely to take around 3/4 of an hour to an hour, I'm told, but really this is all hurtling in one direction, many TDs feel at the moment, and that is towards the Ceann Comhairle Verona Murphy and her being told by opposition TDs whether they have no confidence in her, those TDs have no confidence in her, and it's unclear at this stage whether that will manifest itself in a formal vote of no confidence in the Ceann Comhairle, which really would be unprecedented around here for that to happen. Some TDs, some opposition parties are minded, perhaps People Before Profit, Sinn Féin, Independent Ireland, towards putting down a formal motion and for further chaotic or disruptive scenes today. It's unclear whether there's a collegiality around that viewpoint, but what there is collegiality about is that the question, the question of confidence in the Ceann Comhairle and whether that confidence remains this morning after yesterday's scenes.
So the map then of this morning, Barry, we have the Dáil, which has resumed, but we have this meeting underway as well. But crunch time is at midday, is it?
Midday, it'll be pistols at noon here at Leinster House across the Dáil chamber, one expects. As for the government, the government's spokespeople and sources saying that really their position is the same. Micheál Martin saying that yesterday's scenes, of course, the Taoiseach saying they marked a new low in the behaviour of the opposition, and that position has not changed. And indeed, one Fianna Fáil backbench TD, Nisha O'Carroll from Kildare North, taking to social media today to explain the speaking arrangements with Skittles, whatever that's all about, but very much saying that these are the arrangements, they're set in stone, they'll be voted through, we want to get on with the business. That's the government line, but the opposition, they are having this meeting, the leaders, it's likely they will consult with their respective parliamentary parties, meetings of parliamentary parties, one due at 11 o'clock, I'm told, and then it's into the Dáil chamber for 12 noon, four leaders' questions, where we are likely to see Micheál Martin challenged and questioned once again on these speaking arrangements, and as I say, questions abound too for Verona Murphy. She has not issued any formal statement since yesterday's scenes, but we do know in the Dáil yesterday that she said she has spent over 20 hours trying to resolve this impasse, this deadlock, and she also alleged misogyny with regards to the treatment towards her yesterday. That's what she said yesterday. We will see whether she will formally address that holy show of yesterday when proceedings get back underway at noon.
And Barry, we'll keep in touch with you throughout the programme. Barry Lenehan there at Leinster House. Well, we're joined from the Dáil studio now by Mary Butler TD, who's Government Chief Whip and Minister of State at the Department of Health with special responsibility for mental health. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So how are you going to solve this?
Well, I think what we witnessed in the Dáil yesterday was outrageous and completely disproportionate behaviour from the opposition, who appear to be, in my opinion, permanently outraged. But I was not surprised at what transpired yesterday, because at the business committee last Thursday, a business committee is held every Thursday, chaired by the Ciarán Comhairle, and all the whips of the Dáil attend. And I was warned, verbally warned last Thursday, that I would see dissent the likes of I have never seen before by the Fine Gael whip. I was also accused of a cowardly act by the Rural Independent whip. So what transpired yesterday was not a surprise to me, but unfortunately it is a new low in the behaviour of the opposition.
Who warned you? Who warned you about the dissent?
The Sinn Féin whip, Pádraig McLoughlin, and Michael Collins, the Rural Independent whip.
Right.
Yes.
So you expected this to happen, but look where we are now this morning, and I'm sure you heard Barry Lenehan there, and you're probably aware of what's going on yourself, no doubt. Positions have hardened overnight. This all points now to a vote of no confidence, or the opposition moving a vote of no confidence in the Ciarán Comhairle.
So I'm completely aware of what has happened. I was in the Dáil this morning at 12 minutes past nine to make sure we had a quorum for topical issues. Currently, there's a PMB underway. It's really important that we have a grown-up attitude here, and that we conduct the business of the Dáil at the most difficult times in our history in a long, long time, with all the challenges in relation to geopolitical challenges from America, from Russia, the challenges in Ukraine, the challenges in Palestine. Never was there more a time for us to come together and make sure that we can operate as a Dáil. But unfortunately, Claire, and I don't take any pleasure in saying this, the opposition don't want to accept the democratic mandate of all members, especially those on the government side. And the reality is, in my opinion, that the opposition really can't accept that the government have a majority, won the election, and has a job to do to govern.
They don't want the Michael Lowry group sitting on both sides of the fence. I mean, that is at the core of this.
But they're not actually sitting at both sides of the fence.
For some reason, the government is insisting on that happening. And here we have, your Ciarán Comhairle is on the brink this morning.
Claire, I have a job to do as Chief Whip, and my job is to ensure that the government has a working majority, that members attend the votes and support the Taoiseach in the Dáil. My job also is to schedule and monitor Dáil business. So my job, and I take it extremely seriously, and for the last 7 weeks, I have lived and breathed the speaking rights row. And I do not believe, after all the facilitation by the Ciarán Comhairle of dozens of hours, well in excess of 20 hours, that she facilitated all the meetings that she chaired, we were ever going to find a solution, because the situation is very, very clear. We have six independent TDs who are not recognised as a group in opposition. I accept that recommendation from the Ciarán Comhairle. We accepted that from the very start. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, each of those six TDs have a mandate from their own constituencies and are entitled to speak. They weren't able to speak. They didn't have 10 minutes of speaking time each in the last 7 weeks. So I had to find a way that every single TD in the Dáil has an opportunity to speak. But I was also very, very conscious of the fact that we have 53 backbenchers with limited speaking time. And I'm just going to give you one example,
as
if you don't
always,
mind.
As has always
no,
been
but I think this is an important statement to make. People Before Profit Solidarity have two TDs in the Dáil, and they have 2% of the vote. They are part of a technical grouping that have six TDs, including Paul Murphy of Rise. They have an opportunity to question the Taoiseach 3 days out of six. Now, that is not proportionate, but that's because we have technical groupings. I have 53 backbenchers who would love an opportunity.
They
would
love an opportunity.
Sorry, Claire, they would love an opportunity to be able to have their voices heard.
You or anyone else from your party, you were never on this party talking about this issue until Michael Lowry signed up to support the government. That's what it all comes back to. He made this demand of you, and here you are, potentially about to have a vote of no confidence in the Ciarán Comhairle to defend his right to do that.
The Ciarán Comhairle has my full 100% support. The Ciarán Comhairle has the full support of the government. The Ciarán Comhairle Understanding Order 110, the declaration of the Crown Court is obliged to be impartial, objective, but as importantly, to hold order and to implement the business of the Dáil, of Dáil Éireann. She was not allowed to do that yesterday. She was heckled. She was verbally abused. And I would push it to you, Claire, that during the time the 8 minutes bell was ringing when we were waiting to vote, the Crown Court sat in her chair with her head bowed at time. At times, she looked forward silently and she was heckled, abused, and the misogynistic behaviour towards her was absolutely unprecedented. I sat opposite and I felt so embarrassed for what the Crown Court had to go through. And we have come to a new low in politics when this is the way that the 34th Dáil is going to perform.
Can I ask you, though, what happens if there is a vote of no confidence moved by the opposition in Verona Murphy? Can she continue in her role?
She absolutely can, because the Crown Court has the full support of the Dáil. She had a very difficult job to do yesterday, but also it wasn't only the Crown Court was heckled. The Taoiseach of the country, elected clearly, also faced a situation where he wasn't able to answer a question properly.
I really wanted to get to the bottom of what happens next if, as we expect now from what we've heard this morning, the opposition come together and they decide that they're going to move a vote of no confidence in Verona Murphy. Does she stay in the job? Can she stay in the job?
The Crown Court has the full support of me as Chief Whip. She has the full support of the government. She has the full support of the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste. And I believe, yes, she can stay in her job. Why shouldn't she? She tried to the best of her ability yesterday.
You also need to have the confidence of the opposition if you're in that chair. That's how it has always been.
Yes, and that's how it works. It works best. We have a situation currently that the opposition are not providing any pairs. I had to reduce travel this week. The Tánaiste had to travel. The Minister for Health had to travel. I only allowed...
I get that, but I just really want you to answer that question. If the opposition come together and say, we do not have confidence in the Crown Court, can she stay in the job?
I believe she can, because the government will back her 100% and we will win the vote.
But you'll still be in the same position then, with everybody shouting and roaring across at the Crown Court as you have described to us, because they've told you, or they will tell you, it's likely, that they don't have confidence in her. So how can she remain there?
I think we have to take a good look at ourselves, and especially the opposition. We have a country to run. We have legislation to pass. We have people to look after. We have been elected by our constituents to do a job, and that's what I'm here to do. And I believe it's time now that people grew up, were playing senior hurling, and get on with the job.
Okay, if you can stay with us, because our reporter Maura Fay spoke to people in Navan this morning in Meath just to get their reaction to the newspaper coverage of all of this, including Michael Lowry's hand gesture, by the way. Let's take a listen.
I don't like that on the front page for a start. It doesn't matter how he defends himself, he shouldn't be using that gesture, whether it's to the opposition or to the media or anything. It's just not right. Yeah, for somebody who's, you know, helping run the country.
Well, just, that's not acceptable, throwing the fingers up in the middle of a public viewing. I think it's uncalled for.
I really think that the politicians should stop playing mind games with the Irish people and democracy, and both sides should just get on with doing the business of running the country. There are substantial issues that need to be dealt with. People have real problems, and shouting at each other as grown men and women is not helpful both to our young people or to any of the problems that we have in this country.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be that thrilled about it. It doesn't. I just don't feel very safe, I suppose, having a government like, there are leaders and that's how they're acting, and we're watching them and we're on the ground, like, and it's chaos for us on the ground, and then, like, yeah, it's a mess, to be honest. I think it's hard to watch. Yeah, really hard to watch.
Oh, I think it's absolutely crazy. It's amazing how elected politicians can arrive to work for the people and suddenly it all becomes this clown show.
They're like school kids. Their wages should be stopped forthwith.
You're not impressed with what's going on?
Not really, no. I'm not impressed with politicians. End of story.
We've entrusted the country to idiots. That's what we've done.
Bit embarrassing, really, isn't it? Just, I don't know. I was only talking to my father on the way in, and we've only ourselves to blame for voting them in again, because they're just a gang of vegans, really. That's my opinion on them.
I think that the government that's elected has been elected to do a job, and they're not doing it. They're just arsing around and not doing their jobs.
What do you want to see the government do about this?
The independents are supporting the government and they shouldn't be in opposition.
I think it's a disgrace. Like, the people voted these in, but they're not doing what the people want at the end of the day.
What do you think it is that people want?
We want, you know, someone that's going to fight, but you don't want this fighting and bickering going on in the Dáil, you know, when it starts. You know, like, they're more interested in themselves and trying to score points off one another than anything else.
Maura Faye spoke to around 40 people, by the way, this morning, and none of them had anything positive to say about what they're seeing in relation to that row. But Mary Butler, just your response to Michael Lowry's hand gesture yesterday, what did you think of that?
So firstly, Claire, can I just say I'm not a bit surprised what the people have said, because the word I was getting back in spades yesterday was disappointment. Disappointment to see that our national parliament was reduced to this. In relation to Michael Lowry, I personally believe his gesture was inappropriate, but the behaviour in general across the opposition yesterday was completely inappropriate. And I know Michael Lowry was accused of putting up two fingers
We all saw the picture.
We saw that. But to be honest, the opposition gave the Ciarán Cóirle two fingers yesterday too.
Mary Butler, thank you for joining us. Aon Thu, leader and Meath West TD, Pather Tobin is with us now. You're sitting on the fence here, is that right?
No, I actually agree with the good people in Navan there, in fairness, in relation to a lot of this. I first of all want to state that what the government is doing is wrong. There's no doubt about that. We live in a liberal democracy, so, you know, Mary's right in that majority rules. But there are minority rights and they should be respected. And the Dáil has functioned on the basis of consensus in the main, in terms of the standing orders. So what the government is limiting the speaking opportunities of the opposition. They're increasing the speaking opportunities of pro-government TDs. And actually, it's one of the standing orders is quite interesting. In terms of the new other members section, the standing orders say that the chief whip will decide who on a weekly basis from that group is entitled to ask questions. Mm-hmm. So in many ways, this will be a controlled group by the government in terms of asking questions. It is unprecedented. This is a radical change, and you know what we're asking as a party, and we are different from the other political parties for sure, is we're asking for mediation. Like, this type of behaviour in the Dáil wouldn't be acceptable in any other workplace in the country.
Pather, why are you not at the meeting this morning of the opposition leaders about all of this?
Well, we have been represented by the convener of, we are part of the independent group within the Dáil, and we have been represented by that group within the Dáil discussions so far.
Right. And if it emerges that there is a desire to move a motion of no confidence in the Ciarán Cóirle, will you be joining that?
Well, I'll be honest with you again, and we may be a little bit different again from the other political parties in this. I would be cautious about calling a motion of no confidence in relation to the Ciarán Cóirle. And the reason being is she definitely made mistakes yesterday, but there isn't anybody who would have been able to sit in that chair and have grown adults roaring at the top of their voices nonstop for well over an hour and to be able to manage that situation. In any football club, any workplace, any family in the country, that type of behaviour would not have been tolerated. And the whole
point of this is, your colleagues in opposition have gone too far. That's what you're saying.
Well, look, my colleagues in opposition haven't declared whether they're looking for a motion of no confidence as of yet. That's so it hasn't crystallised.
No, but in terms of how far, Pather, they've pushed the row now, you think they've gone too far?
I think it's really important that we call this honestly, right? And, you know, from our position, very clearly, the government is absolutely wrong in what they're doing. They're absolutely wrong. But there's no doubt that you cannot have a parliament, a Dáil that functions in the manner of he or she who shouts the loudest achieves their goal. Like, there has to be, the Ciarán Cóirle has to be able to control proceedings. If the Ciarán Cóirle does not control proceedings, the democratic function cannot operate. And we are in a very dysfunctional situation at the moment. And what we're saying very simply is, and it may seem ridiculous to have to say this, and you know, but we do believe at this stage we need government leaders and opposition leaders sitting in a room, and we do need mediation, and we need that fast, because there is a housing crisis. There's a looming tariff war. There's many families that can't get access for their children in terms of disability rights.
Yeah, there are huge problems.
And we are a legislature.
Listen, that's what the people in Navan were saying to Maura Faye this morning. They want people to get on with it. But I mean, if this is to be resolved fast, it means that the government supporting independence would be able to act as opposition and members of government. Are you comfortable with that?
No, I'm not comfortable with that. And I'm not, because they are not opposition TDs. And Mary Butler talked about the fact that they don't, you know, backbenchers and these types of TDs don't have maybe the same speaking access. But they attend parliamentary party meetings every week with ministers. They have access to ministers' offices on a daily basis. They actually have, and this is the real crisis here, they have side deals oftentimes, these independent TDs, with the ministers in terms of goodies for their constituents, which should be actually transparent. So, no, I am as critical as the rest of the opposition in terms of the wrongdoing of the government. But what I'm saying is
that it can't be solved in the way we saw it yesterday.
It cannot be resolved. Look, imagine your office if people would just stand in front of each other for an hour and roar at each other and expect a positive outcome from that. It's just not possible.
Well, Barry Lenehan tells us now that the meeting between the leaders has ended. So we're expecting to get news on that if something emerges in the next few minutes. We'll bring it to you as soon as we have it. Pather, stay with us because I have Dr. Owen O'Malley with us as well, Associate Professor in Political Science at DCU. Just Owen, going back to the question of what happens if there is a motion of no confidence in the Ceann Comhairle, where does that leave us?
Well, there isn't any way in which you can bring in a motion of no confidence in the Ceann Comhairle as such, because the standing orders more or less say that the Ceann Comhairle serves the full term of the Dáil, and I mean, she'll have to either die or resign if they want to get her out. Now, there is in Standing Order 16 something that's not that clear about a special resolution that might enable them to remove her, but that standing order isn't terribly well drafted. It's not that clear, and in fact, if the person who would have to clarify it is the Ceann Comhairle herself. Mm-hmm. She's the person who interprets the standing orders. So, I mean, it's not that clear how that resolution can be brought to the Dáil.
Okay, your line isn't great, but we'll struggle on. So what you're saying is technically she could continue even if the opposition express no confidence in her. But I mean, realistically, it would be very difficult, would it not?
Yeah, so politically, obviously, in 2009, John O'Donoghue there was a scandal about his expenses, and the opposition went for him, basically, and he resigned before any sort of vote on that was taking place. But I think because, as Mary Butler said, the government and there's a clear majority in favour of keeping her. So even if such a special resolution were to be brought in, it probably wouldn't pass. And so, you know, the opposition will have to deal with Verona Murphy in that instance. Mm-hmm. It can't just keep shouting at her and expect her to resign.
Right. Pather Tobin, if that lack of confidence is expressed by the opposition this morning in Verona Murphy, do you think she can continue in office?
Well, I do think that there is a political question about her continuing in office. And I take what Owen says, that technically that there might not be a mechanism fully to remove her. But, you know, for a Dáil to function, the Ceann Comhairle needs to have the respect of the whole of the Dáil. Mm-hmm. And politically, the realpolitik it becomes increasingly difficult for her. But I don't know if that solves anything. And I'm actually, I do think this is a little bit surprising, even from the perspective of opposition leaders, because what they're doing is that they're training their fire away from the government, who are the source of this problem, to a third party who may have made mistakes yesterday, but it doesn't fix the situation. The government's now, and it may be the case that some of the other opposition TDs feel that they're not going to win and they need a scalp, and if they have a scalp in terms of a Ceann Comhairle, that they can move on.
Yeah, but Verona Murphy's part of the government deal. I mean, that's widely accepted, isn't it?
It is, but the problem is the speaking time regime that the government seek to enforce remains, and that's the actual problem. That's the problem we need to resolve, and the only way we can do that is for this stage mediation, okay, because the people involved are so obtuse that they cannot come to a resolution.
Listen, we'll leave it there for now. We will be coming back to this story, though, with any news that breaks, as we expect it to, over the next while. Pather Tobin and Owen O'Malley, thank you both for joining us.